Click in.
Thank you, Lord. Otra bakarashan de la matianda de batu. Tilate de la matora karashan de la mini matta story. Tilamatoka de la matcha de la matta. Otayanda de baka. We wait on you, Lord. When we
the
were
praying, I heard what.
Go ahead, Vince.
The only thing I heard was things are not as they seem. Ask me for eyes to see. So, Lord, we ask you for eyes to see.
Amen.
We also ask you for ears to hear, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
To say into the churches. So, Lord, help us to see clearly through the haze of demonic interference, Lord. For you've made us more than conquerors. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. I heard the word delay on top of that too. So I pray right now that whatever God has for the 13 colonies will not be delayed, will not be postponed, will not be put to another generation. Lord, we thank you that we're here now and we call on your promises. We pull down your promises and we say, let them manifest in our territories, in our lifetime. And we say, come now in Jesus' name. Someone else.
We bless you tonight. During the time that we were praying, the Lord reminded me about a word that was in our group a couple weeks ago, and it was about this woman was helping someone, another woman, birth, and all they could, the head came out, but the shoulders were so broad, they were stuck, and they wouldn't come out. And the Lord said, that's what's happening on this side. The government is on his shoulders, and there's a birthing of the fivefold that needs to happen. And it's sort of stuck because it, you know, there just needs to be more push for that fivefold, and that it's going to take the function of that fivefold to really see the breaking open of what God is going to do on this East Coast. So I just decree right now, as a midwife of the Lord,
thank you, Lord,
we just say we push and we pray and we decree until the fivefold sees the fullness of who they're called to be. We call forth the function of the pastor, the prophet, the evangelist, the teacher, and the apostle. We just call forth the function of those gifts on this East Coast, even now, for those people who don't even, who know they have something going on, but will not call themselves any of those things. We just say, rise and come forth and take your place. Because many have been crying out for the fivefold, but people don't want to accept it because there's a false sensing of what that fivefold's going to look like. So tonight we break off the lies of the enemy to say it looks a certain way. God, only you know the way that the fivefold is going to look on this East Coast, and we decree that in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Someone else. We wait on you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
John, when you said delay, what I heard was delay doesn't mean denial. And when I feel like the Lord is saying that, that which has been spoken His timing is perfect. So, Father God, right now we decree, Father God, that which you have spoken regarding the 13 colonies and our regions, Lord God, that we will rise up, we will press through, we will birth by your Spirit and decree and declare, Father God, your kingdom to come and your perfect will to be done in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
John? I didn't realize I was on mute. I'm so sorry.
I saw you talking.
Can you hear me? I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I had a vision of the ocean, and I was praying for it. Then I saw the ocean, and the Lord said, you know, as an ocean, as you go into the ocean, if there's times it's calm. And then as that current comes, it shifts quickly. Sometimes it happens so fast. And the Lord says that my current shall move mightily, and it shall come quickly, and it'll come speedily. And the Lord said, know that I shall come in such a wave. And I heard him kept saying over and over, a shifting. There's going to be a shifting that's going to come quickly. He said, it's going to come quickly, and he goes, and swiftly. And the Lord said, know this. He said, I'm going to go before you, and I'm going into the colonies. And the Lord says, and over this nation, the Lord said, don't give up. And as that lady was saying, to keep pushing and to keep pushing, not to give up, but to keep pushing in the spirit realm, to keep praying and pushing.
Thank you, Father. So I just commissioned all of you to be pushers right now.
Yeah.
You are spiritual pushers to push through the birthing of what God has for our territories. And I say, it's coming. Push harder, push harder, push till it comes in Jesus' name.
Now, as a prophetic sign, the baby that was raised from the dead on our kitchen table 30 years ago, just moved into Charleston with his wife. Now, that's a prophetic sign to Charleston that resurrection power has been released into your city. And in the name of Jesus, we loose resurrection power into that city. We say everything that is birthed has been birthed in Charleston and will be birthed in Charleston shall live and not die, says the Lord. Lord, we loose that manifestation throughout that territory in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we call forth all of the midwives, all of them. We call them forth now into the Charleston territory to bring to birth and sustain the life of what God is doing in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Judy.
As we were praying in the spirit before, I was the first thing I saw were ships that looked like from the 1600s, kind of along the coast. There were three of them. And then after that, I saw a locomotive, like a modern locomotive, speeding down from the northern section of the 13 colonies to the south with great strength and power, great speed, and even great light. So we were talking about just no more delay and all of that. I just felt like that was a confirmation of that.
Amen. Just decree it, decree it, Anne. Decree it now, Anne. Release it as a decree.
Yes. So, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we agree with you. We agree with your power,
amen,
your glory, your light, and your strength, Lord, moving throughout the 13 colonies, Lord, even going from the north to the south, God, that what in the past, like those ships that were just, you know, they moved slowly, they relied on natural winds, but Lord, now there is even a motion that's been expanded, it's been released. So, Father, we agree with that, and we say, go to the 13 colonies, Lord. Blow, and bring your power and your glory in Jesus' name.
Hello.
Someone else.
Okay, John, we were praying. I saw one stick match by itself, but it was just the red part, and the little igniter, a white tip, wasn't on it. So I'm decreeing that we are the igniter. Okay. The match is there to ready to start the fire. So I decree in the name of Jesus, I stir us all up as the igniters that will light that match from fire, and the holy fire will spread throughout the 13 colonies in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Someone else.
The meaning of a locomotive, driving, self-propelled, moving independently, quick promotion, successful training and equipping for a new task, riding, financial increase, observing, travel, spiritual journey, elevation, harnessed or focused power, financial, emotional, or relational losses or devastation. So, Father, I decree a locomotive was seen. I decree over the 13 colonies.
You're muted. You muted yourself.
I decree a quick promotion in the 13 colonies to God's plan, his original intent, successful training and equipping of the body of Christ for new tasks, new dimensions, new wine, and new way of doing things. I call forth financial increase to every state, every region in this 13 colonies, that the natural resources of the earth, the treasures in the earth, will be brought forth. I decree the spiritual journey, and it's been said that I release to the 13 colonies the giftings that God has put in people to come forth, and people will step into their places in the body.
Amen. You know, Cheryl's grandfather, when he was, I think he told me he was 11, either 11 or 12, his job at the Philadelphia train station was to go around to 6 locomotives and shovel coal into them all night long to keep them ready for the next day. And what I, when you were talking about that, Ann, and some other of you were mentioning it, I believe we're the shoveling of the coal right here. All of you are shoveling coal with your prayers and intercession, and things are heating up. It's bringing the engine up to steam so it has the power to reach its next destination. And Lord, we say these meetings have been shoveling the coal into the furnace to give us the power to get to our next destination in Jesus' name. Someone else.
Yeah, I'd like to just add to that. And I keep feeling like I keep hearing and feeling like a vibration. So Lord, we just say right now, God, that the generations that you have appointed for this hour are going to begin to feel the vibration of that locomotive. They're going to feel the vibration, God. It's going to be undeniable. We decree the sound and the feeling of the vibration is going to be undeniable under their feet. And we call forth an activation of that calling. We say they are alert to the calling. They are alert to the change in the atmosphere. We just say, even now, God, we bind up every high and lofty argument that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And we pull that thing down. And we say, God, what is being asked of each generation in this hour will be fulfilled. The calling, the unique purpose, and the assignment is going to become clear, discernible, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And Chris, while you were making that decree, I saw angelic host replacing some of the railroad ties on along the track. And as I asked the Lord about it, I think it meant two different things. One, it was repairing the track for the movement of what's coming. And secondly, it was removing old ties that were not useful, but bringing in new ties. And I felt like that was probably meant like relationships or connections, bringing them in that would also strengthen the track for this movement to come on. So Lord, we thank you for the angelic host, Lord God, that's replacing the ties, those that are no longer useful, those that are worn out. And Lord, you're putting in those that will create the track for this movement to come in on. Lord, we loose the new ties. We loose them in Jesus' mighty name.
And as Cheryl was praying, I looked down and I saw Pat Winslow, and Pat works in the State House. We speak that word over the State House. The old ties have to go. The things that have bound us up and put us on the wrong path. Just declare that over your state, that the government, the old ties of your government in your territory would be loosed, and new ties that would come in that would put us on the right path, that would put us on a godly path, one that's pleasing to God, not grievous, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Someone else.
During our time of praying in tongues, I was experiencing this and just praying this tune, praying in the Spirit. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Then I was getting this over and over and over again. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Someone else.
Cheryl, when you shared what you shared, what I heard was the weight. It cannot hold the weight of his glory. It's the weight, the replacing of the old because of the weight. So Lord, we just thank you, Father God, that you said your glory will cover the earth as the waters cover the seas. And Lord, we thank you for the weightiness of your presence, the weightiness of your glory, Father God, that will accomplish, Father God, those things that you have said. We set ourselves in agreement with you, and we say yes and amen to it in Jesus' name.
And also, I'm hearing the Lord say, I'm hearing the Lord say, Marcia, as you prayed that, don't fear the shakings. I'm not shaking to destroy, but I am shaking to bring a compacting motion to the foundation, to cause it to be even more sure of a footing. So Lord, we say thank you for your shakings. We glorify in you and praise you even for the times of shaking that cause us to be shaken down and put together in a greater way. And Lord, we give you glory for this.
Thank you, Lord.
If I may, I just wanted to share something that I think is, you know, this is indicating as well. Next week is the week of remembrance of the Holocaust. And as I met with a team this morning and we were praying, we were talking about the trains that carried the people, and that what's coming now, as we remember and we pray and all that's going to go on next week, it's a train of life. That train is shifting. It's not a train of death. And as a nation, Father God, we have been on a death agenda for a very long time, but I praise you and I thank you that you are shaking us and you are shifting us, and we are on a train of glory, a train of life. And not just living to breathe, but it is an abundant life. And so I thank you, Father God, for this vision of this train, a new train, a living, exciting, wonderful train. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Matt. You've been trying to click in.
I had gotten... And this is all going to just echo what everybody else said, but I saw a steamroller during tongues and was getting Romans 16:20, which is, and the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. But it's also Isaiah 40 verse 3, you know, make the crooked places straight and the rough roads smooth. But it's a symbol, I think, of everything we talked about, the delay. The steamroller doesn't move that fast, but it does crush, you know, in this case, it's crushing political structures and economic structures and rebellious structures in general. But with that upturning are the new economic opportunities. As those old economics and political structures get destroyed, there's new opportunities for the people of God. So I just kept hearing, believe his prophets and prosper. And it's like Joseph. And I believe the Lord is going to, with these economic disruptions, raise up finance ministers in the kingdom who are going to finance the fivefold and finance the churches. So, Lord, I just loose that. I thank you. You are raising up kingdom finance ministers, as Joseph did, who established the storehouses, Lord. And I loose this to every person here individually as well. It's not just for the fivefold, but it's for us too.
Amen.
That we will discern what is going on with economic opportunity beforehand, and we will plant our flag, and we will invest individually, but those ministers will do so as well. And we say, let them be raised up and let them sow into those hundredfold fields as this new move of God is birthed, Lord God, and as the way is prepared, and as that locomotive gathers steam, let it plow, and let these finance ministers shovel the coal into it, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Someone else.
Yeah, John, going back to that locomotive that Matt just mentioned there, a locomotive for trains, a rail system is so important in a time of war. We know that during the Civil War, a lot of the troops, supplies, equipment, everything was moved by the rail system. And there's so many things that can derail a locomotive, logs, Cheryl mentioned ties, broken rails, stones, anything can do that. And so the picture that I had was that as a 13 colony prayer group tonight, that we are blocking and removing the obstacles that would derail. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree that no weapon formed against this locomotive in the 13 colonies and throughout the 13 colonies would be derailed. We pray that no weapon that's formed against them would prosper. We pray that we would not be unaware of the devices of the enemy to derail these locomotives in this critical time that we're in right now. So we commit this in the name of Jesus. We pray this in your powerful name.
Thank you, Lord.
And Romanello, when you sang that song, I asked the Lord what he was saying. And as Sig just gave that, Sig just prayed, I heard the Lord. And he said to ask you to loose a new sound of worship throughout the 13 colonies. Just make that declaration. Because even today, when I'm writing up a new vision statement for the 13 colonies council, and one of the things the Lord said to me was that the individual councils in every territory are going to each have their unique worship sound, that as we all come together as the United 13 Colony Council, we will create heaven's symphony on earth. So if you will loose that fresh sound of worship in every colony, if you don't mind.
Amen, Lord. It's all about you. It's all for your glory. Yours is, Lord, yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Yours. Your name is hallowed. It's all about you. And Lord, in our new song, it's all about you, Jesus. Our new song, Lord, it's all about you. The new sound, the new song, it's all about you. We pledge our lives to heaven in Jesus' name. We pledge our lives to you, God. It's all about you. It is not about anything but you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, as a prophetic act, you heard one version of the Lord's Prayer. I want to sing a second version that came a little later. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
It is time for a new song of the truth, a new sound of the truth. And so it's a prophetic act on this Zoom here. I don't know if you all have the same screen that I have. Is Ann Dillon the upper left-hand side on your screen?
Yes.
Raise your one finger if Ann Dillon is on your upper left side. Not everybody. Okay. Well, what about the, I want to pass it. And let's, as a prophetic act, let's make a new sound for the Lord's Prayer song right now. Can we do that?
Okay.
So I'm going to ask Ann to give us one line. I'm going to give the next line and a new sound. This is a sound that has never been produced until this moment. And we're fighting for the unity the Holy Spirit has already made right here. We're presenting it to any powers and principalities. This place, we're all about the Lord and His glory. So Ann, I'm going to call upon you. Be brave. Sing out anything, first line of the Lord's Prayer, and I'm going to come behind you, then I'm going to ask anybody to come behind me, and anyone brave to keep it going, okay?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven.
The bird sang. Do you hear that bird?
Give us this day our daily bread.
And lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil.
Now let's sing the remainder all in unison. It's going to be the joyful sound. Ready? For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. That's our decree from the 13 colonies. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. And 1,000 years from now, we'll be singing that together. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And forgive us our debt as we've given our debtors. Lord, in Jesus' name, I release divine debt forgiveness.
Yes.
Well, I release that in Jesus' name, the forgiveness of debt.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, I saw something else. I saw God's hands with this beautiful piece of dough, and he took out a rolling pin and he began to roll it. And the Spirit of God said to me, get ready for what I'm getting ready to roll out. And so, Lord, whatever you're rolling out, whatever you're bringing forth now in this season throughout the 13 colonies, Lord, we say yes and amen to that. Bring the rollout, O God, in your mighty name. Amen. Someone else.
Yeah, so for the number 13, just for the 13 colonies, I keep hearing like about the story of Esther and about the King of Glory and letting him come in. And that month of Adar that she was in, I know I'm not saying it correctly, but that was when Haman, they were going to hang and kill all the Jews. And on the 13th day, God intervened. And then also I get the 13 with the number of, I think it was when they were marching around Joshua and them were marching, or Nehemiah was marching around and he was called to do it 7 times. And that number 13 was also part of that story as far as the scripture that God gave and provided. And I just want to declare Psalms 24:8, who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. And God, I just thank you that for Revelation 11:15, that the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever. And so, God, I thank you for the 13 colonies. Amen. I thank you, Lord God, for the Keystone State of Pennsylvania, Father. I thank you that each state has significance, Lord, and the redemptive plan, Father, of what you want to do right now. Amen. I thank you, God, for the tears of intercession, God, that has been planted in these soils that's so rich that we're in, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that we're going to see the fruit of what is to come. Everything, all those prayers and years of tears, sowing and labor, Father, so much has happened on these grounds, even going back to the colonization and even before, Father, that you have these specific plans. And so, God, I thank you that we are born for such a time as this. I thank you, Lord God, for the redemption, the redeeming of the number 13, Father, that right at the moment that we think is death and there is no life, God, that you bring life, that you change the story, Father. And I just thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love, Lord. And we just declare your love. We declare that rolling out of the carpet, let the King of Glory come in. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Someone else.
As Kellyanne said that, I heard Handel's Messiah, and he shall reign forever and ever. And then I hear hallelujah, hallelujah. And then I just lost it. But as she said, forever and ever. And well, I need to get it back. But Father, we just thank you that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that you rule here on earth. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that even though we don't see it, you are still working in the background. You have not forsaken us, and this is not the end, but just the beginning. Father, we thank you for your glory that we have not ever seen on this earth before that is going to be manifest, Lord, and it's going to come through the song and singing and worshiping and welcoming the King of Glory. We say, lift up ye gates, O ye gates, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and come in, enter in so that the King of Glory can come. Lord, we thank you that this is not the end, but just the beginning of a glorious season and a time that is yet to come that we will speak in for generations to generations in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. When we were singing, I heard Roll Out the Barrel. And that was a song
that roll out.
When people got together, they would roll out a barrel of booze and get happy. I believe we're rolling out the spiritual barrel tonight. I thank you for joy unspeakable, full yes. of glory. Yes. They would roll out the barrel, not with their enemies, not with people they were at odds with. This is when family and friends got together. They would roll out the barrel. So tonight, Holy Spirit, we roll out that spiritual barrel. We say, give us joy unspeakable, full of glory. Lord, we thank you for shifting our atmosphere right now. Whatever's been pressing on us is gone. And we thank you. We're rolling out that spiritual barrel. Ding dong, sararo, however the words go. I don't know.
We'll have a barrel of fun. Boop, 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 boop. Someone else.
There was one thing that Sig was talking about and what you were talking about, Cheryl, with the railroad ties. During the Civil War, I believe it was General Sherman, but they would literally have to go through the forest, and instead of viewing the trees as an obstacle, they actually would cut them down and then lay them sequentially one by one, and they were called corduroy roads. So I just feel so it's like that railroad tie you were talking about, Cheryl. But the principle of taking something that's an obstacle, a blockade, the forest, and creatively turning it into actually that road that's going to propel us mm-hmm. forward. It's that kingdom dimension
yeah.
of creativity, which Chuck is talking about. So, Lord, I loose that now in Jesus' name.
Thank
we
you,
will
Lord.
Repurpose, redesign, redo, make over, and we just receive, Lord, that anointing for kingdom creativity to repurpose and reuse, Lord God, so that we may profit, prosper, and move forward day by day by day by day. And they took those trees and made a mile and a half progress every day. So, Lord, we decree and declare progress every day. We will not despise the day of small beginnings, but we will continue to move mm-hmm. forward with that creativity in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the other day when we were flying home from Texas on Sunday, Chuck texted me while we were on the plane, and he sent me the news article where two female inmates in New Jersey prisons are now pregnant because they were having relations with two other inmates that consider themselves women, or however you say that. You
transgender.
Know, they you know, they identify as women, but they've gotten these two other real women inmates pregnant. And the minute I read it, the Lord said to me that this is a gift of strategy that the church needs. That if we could have that level of spiritual strategy as opposed to evil strategy, which of course that was, but that we would be able to birth something new every so many months because we would have strategized to be able to create that conception. You get what I'm saying. In other words, when he showed me that article, I saw the redemptive portion of that gift that was being, you couldn't see it because of what that had been used for. And today, even as we're rewriting our vision statement for the 13 colonies, one of the things the Lord has us focusing on is how to view the differences as the way to propel us forward into fruitfulness. And so, Lord, I want to release this over all of us, Lord, that something may look one way when in reality, you want us to see it in the redemptive Amen. Way so that we will profit in every way we go along the way. It's what Matt's talking about. It's what so many of you are talking about. Lord, we say that the gift of strategy, unique strategy, and creative strategy is going to be released now through this gathering on Zoom to the 13 colonies. Lord, we loose it. And Jesus, we cry out tonight that we will discern these unique and different gifts and use them, Lord God, in all of our lives to profit everyone, even the lost, that they would be able to come into harvest because of it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Someone else. What's it up?
John, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm on my husband's little laptop. I'm learning how to do this. But as when everybody was getting something with the train, I had a vision of the windmills. And I kept saying, okay, Lord, everybody's getting different things with the locomotive. And I didn't want to speak it out at the time. But anyway, the windmills, I kept seeing them, and they were turning and turning. And the Lord said, you know, as the wind moves, and they're in constant motion when the wind is moving, he said, but I'm always moving. I'm yeah. always moving. You know how they depend on that wind to come forth to turn those, what are they called, turbines?
Mm-hmm.
The turbines. But the Lord said that he's constantly moving. So when that lady, I can't remember her name, spoke about the motion, I don't remember her name. And I said, Lord, there it is, that motion of that movement. So Father, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're constantly moving. You're always on the move. You're always in the motion of moving, God. And Lord, help us to move with you.
Yes.
Help us to be in the motion of your spirit and of your will. Let us be able to move Father God, Lord Jesus, when you have us move in the direction that you want us to. Lord Jesus, yes. Let us not lag behind. Yes. Let us move as you move. And we ask this tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I just wanted to comment on what she saw with the wind. I think he's confirming the wind power that is available to us in this season, the Holy Spirit power, the wind. He's been reminding me of the whole story of how God used the wind when he was confronting Pharaoh. And he used the wind and brought in locusts, but then he uses the wind to part the Red Sea. And I feel like there is such a the winds of change and the power of the wind. Of course, we know it's the Holy Spirit. But when she was talking about wind turbines, I just heard real clearly, recognize the wind source that is available and among you. It's a strong wind. It's a new power that's available to God's people, even as it was to part the Red Sea and begin to see some enemies destroyed. He parted that sea and everything that was chasing the Israelites was destroyed. And he did it with the wind. It was the wind that parted the sea. So I think he's saying something about the wind power, the Holy Spirit power. Mm-hmm. That's available.
Well, Deb, loose that over us. Just loose the blowing of it.
Yes, Father, we do thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for all the way back to the book of Acts and how that wind came in and transitioned a people, that they were able to go out from that place after encountering the mighty rushing wind, that sound of the mighty rushing wind and your Holy Spirit. They went forward and were able to turn the world upside down. God, we thank you for the winds of change. We thank you that there is an encounter that is available to us with a fresh power source, wind source, that you want to bring in those winds of deliverance, the winds of change, the winds, God, to bring us through, to be a thrust at our back. And we decree it over this group and over your people. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can partner with you purpose and the plans of Yahweh. We thank you for a fresh recognition of the wind source and the wind power available to your people.
Amen. Amen.
And I would just like to add to that, unless you had something, Cheryl, I don't want to cut
you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You started praying about the wind source. I just heard Isaiah 40. It's 41. 15, behold, I will make you into a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and beat them small and make the hills like chaff. You shall winnow them and the wind shall carry them away. The whirlwind shall scatter them and you shall rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. And so, Father, we just decree now, God, that these 13 colonies are becoming a new threshing sledge in this new season. And God, we do not have dull teeth, but we have sharp teeth. And our teeth are able to thresh mountains. And not only thresh the mountains, but beat them small and make the hills like chaff in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, that you have put in our hands, God, the ability to winnow the mountains, to winnow the chaff, to winnow, God, and the wind shall carry them away. So we just come into agreement with that word about the wind. And we say yes and amen And God, we even just sing now, God, that the movement, amen, and the movement of that wind, it is unstoppable. It is an unstoppable wind. We decree even now, God, that a new momentum and breath is going to come into your people in these original 13 colonies, God. An unstoppable momentum in Jesus' name. And we decree now, God, that it is going to crush the pointing finger in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. And Lord, we just declare and decree right now in the name of Jesus, winds of change in the education system, Lord God. Winds of change, Lord, a threshing in the name of Jesus to the agendas that are evil and demonic, Lord, that would try to rob children and steal their innocence and identity, Lord. We say no in the name of Jesus. We say, blow, winds, blow in the, yes, name of Jesus. Yes. That you would unseat those that have wicked agendas with the CRT and the transgen. You would unseat them in the name of Jesus, that the wind of God would blow them out of their seats of authority. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus. We declare winds of change in the education system, Lord. Amen. We declare innocence preserved in Jesus' name. And our children and our young children, 10 and under, Lord God. Lord God, the teenagers in the name of Jesus, Lord. We declare winds of change. We declare a stop in the name of Jesus to these evil decrees, these deceptive lies coming into the school systems to mess with their God-given identities, Lord God, in confusion. And Lord, we pray that those in education, those in authority that are wicked and ungodly, that will not repent, would be uprooted, would be seated, yes, out in the name of Jesus. Yes. For thine, yes, is the kingdom and the glory and the power forever, Lord. And we declare and decree, amen, new threshing instruments. And to decree, Lord God, a saving of a young generation. Those children, Lord God, would not be defiled. Would not. We bind perverse spirits in the name of Jesus. In the government and in the educational system, we say no in the name of Jesus. You will cease and desist in the name of Jesus. We bind this lying spirit that would lie to the minds of the children. Lord, that you would awaken parents to wake up and fill them with the Holy Spirit and be discerning. And Lord, we declare and decree of hope for change. Hope in the name of Jesus all along this East Coast, in the school districts, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
If you guys saw, it just broke a couple hours ago, Walt Disney World got their special tax status revoked, yeah, by the state of Florida. And that's the political and the economic system. This is a sign. So what Aaron is talking about is the educational system with Beelzebub. So I just believe we need to take authority over all seven mountains and the principalities. So Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, we come against, Lord, that spirit of Antichrist. We come against Leviathan in the atmosphere, but we also come against every single one of these principalities on all seven mountains, Apollyon, Lucifer, Beelzebub, Mammon and greed, Ahab, Jezebel, religious spirit, and Baal. We say you are uprooted in Jesus' mighty name, and the Lord Jesus Christ will be ruler over every single one of those mountains. Godly leaders, godly principalities will assume their places on those thrones, on all seven mountains, and we will have that move of the kingdom in this nation. We say this nation is holy and dedicated unto the Lord Jesus Christ, and it will fulfill its kingdom mandate, even as it was stated in the 1600s, that this nation will take the gospel to the ends of the earth in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Someone else.
You know, when we started talking about the glory, I heard the word surprise, and I was reminded back in 2010, I was going through a situation with my son in a court case, and spent a lot of time with a friend of mine prayer walking around the courthouse and the seat of government in Woodbridge and the police station. And I'll never forget, we were sitting on the benches outside and a word of the Lord rose up in me and the Lord said, I'm going to dazzle you with my exploits. And I'm just sensing that the changes that are in the wind of the Holy Spirit that is blowing in this hour are going to dazzle us. And the Lord is saying, prepare.
Thank you, Lord.
To be amazed. Prepare to be dazzled by that which I am going to do, by that which I am rolling out, by that which I am doing that no one and nothing can thwart and stop. As this locomotive begins to move, as the you know, and I heard the word stoke the fire in the furnace of that locomotive. Amen. as the wind is stoking that fire, that locomotive is on a roll that cannot be stopped, and we are preparing for these surprise changes, for these surprise turnings and reversals and victories that are coming, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, as the mountains of adversity and resistance and demonic instigation and persecution have risen up. They will melt like wax before me. And so I just declare that over the 13 colonies, that in the quaking and the shaking that God is doing, he is stirring up something that we have not even thought to perceive. I heard that scripture that eye has not seen nor ear has heard that which the Lord has prepared for us. So Lord, I just thank you in Jesus' name. I declare it over the 13 colonies and over our nation. We are prepared for that which you are about to do, that you have prepared behind the scenes, and we have not even perceived what it would be, but we are prepared to see it and receive it and move in it in Jesus' name.
And guys, the Lord reminded me that this month, in the month of Nisan, is the month that we are to allow the wind of God to blow down into us, just like that lattice covered window. So we need to position ourselves so that wind can blow into us and stir up all the embers within us and flame those on fire so that we can be the ecclesia he wants us to be. So I just release that over us in the name of Jesus. Thank
you. And as the phrase, the pointing of the finger, it's Isaiah 58. It's in many places in the Bible. But one of the things it says, if you will put away the pointing forth of the finger, it says, and they shall be of thee, shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorers of paths to dwell in. And Lord, I say right now, that is what we are doing tonight. We are repairing and raising the old foundations. We are blessing the generations, but we are calling for repairs to be made where there's breaches in the defenses, breaches in the walls. And Lord, restore all the old holy paths in the original 13 colonies, where the circuit riders used to ride. In New Jersey, some of our roads were originally circuit riders and Indian paths. Father, I thank you for restoring the old path. And I'm not really sure what it means about the pointing of the finger, but I'm probably going to be...
Accusation, I think.
Yeah, it's pointing the finger at each other. So, but I'm going to be looking at that this week to see exactly what the meaning of it. But Father, right now, I thank you that you are restoring the foundation of your kingdom people in Jesus' name.
I kept the words original intent, and we had a prayer time yesterday at the Grace Center concerning the reopening of the old wells. And as people were talking about the track being heavy and strong enough to receive the heavy glory of God and the winds of change, I kept thinking about the prayer from Aaron about the school system and how that will be a byproduct of the new water that is received from the wells being reopened under God's
direction and his original intent.
You know, Lisa, I want you to release the release of that water, that of the new wells. But I was just wondering, you know, when I saw the waters bubbling down there in Charleston, I wonder if it meant the bubbling up of new wells, you know, and I interpreted it. All I saw was the water bubbling. I just thought that it maybe, you know, it looked like it was boiling to me. But when you just said that, could it be the new wells bubbling forth? So why don't you loose that?
So Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand shoulder to shoulder and we open our spiritual eyes to see what your intent is for the East Coast.
Yes.
And we recognize your original intent had nothing to do with what we're experiencing now. But as you bring forth your glory, as you bring forth your holy mighty wind, may the wells that have been covered up by the enemy be redug, reestablished, and they'll bubble up with the living water that will refresh, renew, and restart what you intended from the very beginning, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I got the word quagmire. And I looked it up, and it says a soft, miry land that shakes or yields under the foot, a complex or precarious position. I also got rise up, and then Isaiah 66 and Deuteronomy 33. So the Lord showed me, I saw him taking an arrow and dipping it into oil and lighting it on fire. And he said the 13 colonies, when it aligns, it's like a bow, and I pull it back and I'm going to loose these, you look like firebrands that I'm going to loose. And I could hear the sound, shoo, 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 as he was, it's like that wind, but it's got fire on it. So, Lord, I ask that you, as you're pulling us back to release us, and we go out like the flames of fire, Lord, and when you open the portals and the heavensly are open, and you're going to shoot us forth into the new. And, God, I thank you. I praise you, Lord, that land, that soft, miry land that shakes or yields under your feet. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the 13 colonies that you're going to use to bring the new. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. All right. Is there anyone else? Michelle? Then we're going to end. Go ahead.
You want me to go?
No, Michelle. I'm sorry, Joseph.
So the Lord brought me to 2 points, but I ran up and got my book because this morning, the same thing, the cistern down in my soul is bubbling up. The cistern in the ground at the bottom of my soul is bubbling up with life. The well is pumping. You go deep inside the well of my soul. And I had drawn this little well thing because I couldn't figure out what God was trying to tell me about the cap. But when you said uncapping it, that made better sense, you know, with the bubbling up. And another important point was Psalm 34. The angel of Yahweh stooped down to listen as I prayed, encircling me, empowering me, and showing me how to escape. He will do this for everyone who fears God. And I declare that over every single one of you who is praying, for each one of us, for the 13, for God to love you so much in your prayer, all of us, that he would have his personal angel stoop down to listen, to incline his ear to your prayer, to your song to him. And that song, that new sound, that we are invoking God and coming to the throne, brought me to Psalm 149, verse 7, because the new sound that you're declaring that's going to be coming out from this colony and from all of God's anointed, all his warriors, these warring weapons, because your voice, the song that we sing, the praises, the warring that we do. It's a sound. These weapons will bring vengeance on all nations and every resistant power to bind kings with chains and rulers with iron shackles. So I make that declaration over all these evil people in power, the school system, the governmental systems. I declare and decree Psalm 149, verse 7 and 8, over all these demonic structures who hold these positions now of authority, that our sound as a team, as individuals, but as a team, as God's warriors, will break down every structure. And then his holy angels will escort in. Well, what is it word call? What when you usher it in, we'll usher in holy, righteous people who honor God and serve him all the days of their life into these positions.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, Joseph, we'll end with you.
I just wanted to confirm, you know, I heard the Lord say that I am beginning to move in my wind. And I had a dream, and the Lord said, and I won't go into details on it, but the Lord had said, in just a few words, he says, hold on for the ride. And I was on a front, and I was asked to sit down in these chairs in the front, and a Catholic priest came up to me. And he came over to me, and I whispered in his ears, tongues, and he says, what did you say? And I out come the words, hold on for the ride.
Wow. Wow. Awesome.
So I know you want to end, Cheryl.
That no, but my- that goes with everything that everybody's brought out tonight. So, well, thank you, everybody. Go ahead, Andrea.
I'm just going to add, for what it's worth, we've had a lot of physical wind in Massachusetts, at least on the East Coast. It's been crazy. For days.
Us too.
Here too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, same with you, Vince.
Same in New York. A lot of wind.
Yeah.
Pounding the house.
Yeah. Us too.
If you guys know,
Joseph, what popped in my head when you were talking about that was Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Get ready for it.
No. Hang on for the ride.
Yeah. So,
hang on for the ride. Hang on.
Well, we're on a root ride.
Yes.
Also, by the way, Joseph, being that I was a, since I was a priest, I think it's for the Catholic Church too. So we can agree for that.
Yeah, we release that.
Jesus came to the Catholic Church. Yeah. That wind of tongues, tongues of fire, in Jesus' name, amen. And to Massachusetts, I'm praying for you, Andrea.
Hey, we need it. Thank you.
That just prophesied that in Massachusetts.
Lorraine's word about the prayer for to get the shoulders out, that's important for Massachusetts.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, amen, everybody. This was awesome. We'll post it on the His Hands Ministries, HisHandsFellowship.com. It'll be posted in a day or two, so you can go up and re-listen to it if you need to, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we love you. Thank you for all you're doing.
Good night.
See ya.
Love you, Cheryl.
Good night, everybody.
We love you guys.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Hold on for the ride.
Good night.
Good night.
Cheryl?
Yeah?